Južna hemisfera. U svako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polovni. Točno o poldan.
Ne zlorabljajte avstralske gostoljubnosti. Med meksovski pogoji bivanja vseh, ki jih je azilna politika liberalne avstralske vlade obsodila na životarjenje v otoških centrih za pridržanje, kot sta Manus in Nauru, so se te dni še dodatno zaostrili. Peter Dutton, minister za priseljevanje, je v nedeljo oznanil deportacijo vseh prosilcev za azil, ki do 1. oktobra svojega statusa ne uredijo uspešno. Na tisoče ljudi, večinoma iz Indonezije in Mjanmara, ki do Avstralije poskušajo priti po morski poti, je bilo čez noč soočenih z neizprosno kombinacijo temne plati liberalnega pravnega reda in državne birokracije. Avstralski azilni postopki namreč slovijo po svoji kompleksnosti in prosilec v veliki večini primerov vloge ne more uspešno izpolniti brez strokovne pomoči. Proces pa ponavadi vzame velik del dneva. V naslednjih 4 mesecih bodo morali avstralski pristojni organi sprocesirati okoli 30 tisoč ljudi, od katerih več kot petina postopka sploh še ni pričela. Ker pa smo o avstralski begunski politiki, ki s zdržanjem ljudi na otokih daleč stran od celine potrjuje načelo daleč od oči, daleč od srca, že poročali, se bomo v današnji južni hemisferi posvetili političnim in predvsem civilno-družbenim vidikom boja za pravice migrantov na avstralski celini. O dogajanju smo govorili z Lucy Honan iz organizacije Teachers for Refugees in Ianom Rintolom, aktivistom kolektiva Refugee Action. Honan uvodoma povzame situacijo.
Like the rest of the world, Australia is a place where refugees from all over, you know, the Syrian crisis, Sri Lanka, other places in Southeast Asia are seeking asylum. But the Australian government has increasingly tough laws about asylum seekers who reach Australia by boat. So the policies include anyone who comes by boat is threatened with being either turned back to Indonesia or Malaysia, having their boats turned back, or kept indefinitely in offshore detention centres in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. And previous to filling up those detention centres and the boat turnbacks, there were about 30,000 refugees who didn't fit in the offshore detention camps and so have been living in the Australian community since then, and they've been in schools and living alongside other people, but they haven't been given any security, and until recently many of them have not even been allowed to make their claim for asylum to the Department of Immigration.
Rintov v svojem uvodnem komentarju na aktualno dogajanje nekaj več pove tudi o odzivih na vladne poteze.
Well, the government has said that all outstanding refugee claims in Australia must be made by the 1st of October. If they're not made by the 1st of October, then people will be deemed not to have made an application and then could potentially be subject to re-detention and deportation. The response has been extra effort by the volunteer legal support groups. It's like there's many volunteer legal community legal groupings, and they're now going to have to redouble their efforts to ensure that everybody, and there's several thousand of them that still remain outstanding. Some of them have been waiting 3 years and almost 4 years for permission to apply. And then the government has just announced very, very arbitrarily and very abruptly that those applications have to be done by the 1st of October. So community legal support groups are working very hard, raising money, calling for extra volunteers to try and make sure that deadline is met. But there is widespread opposition. It's clearly not fair. It's clearly it's also against the law, the idea that the Australian government could set an arbitrary deadline for an asylum application and then even consider the possibility of removing someone who has not had an opportunity to make a refugee application.
Kaj za vse prosilce za azil pomeni ministrov odlok med samim procesom pridobivanja azila, obrazloži Honan.
As of Sunday this week, Peter Dutton, the immigration minister, made a new rule that unless refugees, asylum seekers, put in their claims for asylum by the 1st of October, they would be deported. So this is, you know, on the face of it, not necessarily a, you know, a particularly threatening thing, except that the process for making your claim for asylum is extraordinarily onerous. It requires hundreds of pages of documentation, which is difficult enough if you do speak English, but many asylum seekers don't. It requires legal support, and funding for asylum seekers' access to legal support has been cut. It's a document that you want to take very seriously because the review process is also very restrictive. So there's a sense that if you do not get this right, then that's it. So there are thousands of refugees, about 5,000 people who have not yet had the opportunity. They're on waiting lists for lawyers and so on. They haven't had an opportunity to make their asylum claim, but you know, they're in a dire situation where if they do not get legal assistance very, very quickly, they won't be able to make it and they're threatened with deportation.
Vladni ukrep bo enako veljal tako za begunce, ki jih je Avstralija sprejela iz držav na Bližnjem vzhodu v okviru humanitarnih programov OZN, kot za tako imenovane boat people, ki čez morje prihajajo iz jugovzhodne Azije in Oceanije.
There are two different programs. So the Australian government runs a very, in my opinion, quite miserly, ungenerous refugee, like humanitarian resettlement program, and added to it very, very meagerly with the Syrian crisis to add 12,000 Syrian refugees to that. But these are hand-picked people that the Australian government has been very consciously discriminatory about. So these are people, it said, flat out, there will be no Muslim men resettled according to our humanitarian resettlement program. When, you know, this is not recognising or acknowledging the fact that there are thousands, not millions, of Muslim men in the world who, you know, are in acute need of refugee protection. There's also, as you say, like there's the fact that there are about 360,000 refugees in the region in Australia who have come either from the region or they have come, you know, from the Middle East to the region in an attempt to get to somewhere like Australia to resettle. But the Australian government refuses flat out to resettle anyone from Indonesia and will not take people from the camps in our region. 360,000 people for Australia to resettle is nothing. We could resettle them within a year and it wouldn't even touch the edges of our migration numbers. So that, you know, like there is a very, very strong discriminatory element in the Australian government's approach to refugee resettlement.
Po Rintovlovem mnenju, med skupinama, ko pride do soočanja z izzivi vključevanja v družbo, ni posebnih razlik. Med pomembnejšimi skupnimi faktorji je gotovo islamofobija.
No, at that level there is not. I mean, the government's anti-refugee rhetoric applies across the board. It doesn't try to say that people from the Middle East are okay and that the people from Africa aren't, or vice versa. Nonetheless, there is a very clear islamophobic quality to what the government you know, has to say, and it ties the question of refugees very closely to the issues of national security and, you know, border security issues, and it's quite clearly, as I said, you know, directed at, you know, by and large at you know, Muslim, you know, refugees, or with the implication that most of them are Muslim and therefore need to be, you know, kept out of Australia in some way. With this particular announcement, the Minister of Immigration actually referred to them as fake refugees, using the Donald Trump, you know, rhetoric, even though the government has itself has not allowed these people to apply for asylum until now. So they've kept them in limbo, not allowed them to apply, make a protection application for 3 and 4 years. Now suddenly have told that they have to meet it by October, and yet the government is trying to say that somehow or other these 7,500 people have are unwilling to make an application or have something to hide, when that is simply not true. They've been wanting to make an application, have not been able to make the application, and but the government tries to cast aspersions on the motivations and the validity of their claims without their claims even being tested.
Kljub sistemskemu rasizmu in stalnim pritiskom se begunska skupnost organizirano upira in angažira pri iskanju boljših rešitev. Hounen.
There are lots of really strong leaders within the refugee community itself on Manus Island in Nauru. We've seen extraordinary protests against the odds over and over again, and leaderships from different refugee communities speak at rallies, will mobilise their community members and so on. I think the problem is that there is such a heavy-handed attack from Dutton, such racism, and in terms of the border force, there is such a genuine threat to people. People feel a very deep sense of insecurity and a real sense of insecurity that they could be picked up, deported, put back into detention, taken to Nauru or Manus Island. And until there is a strong sense that the Australian community more broadly will defend their rights, I think, we can't expect that there will be huge, swathes of refugees at the forefront of the campaign. But what we have seen is lots of people who have been part of historical refugee communities, for example, the Vietnamese community who came as refugees after the Vietnam War, and seeing the, seeing this issue as something very, very important to their community and the parallels of solidarity there. And people, colleagues of mine who are Vietnamese, speaking out about this issue, taking on leadership roles, and I think that's very important to develop with the refugee campaign. We need to see more of that.
Yeah. And this one right here goes out to all our people out there in the struggle. Just trying to get by, trying to survive. It's hard out here. Hey, yo, Luke, tell them what time it is.
Hear this song right here for my black people. Let's stop fighting between ourselves and start being grateful for what the flag represents and the color that it shines. That's why I jumped up on the track and started spitting the rhyme. You see, black is the color of our ancestors, and yellow stands for the sun that Miami sent us. Red is the blood spilt and the color of our land. Come on, kids, let's raise up and start making a stand. I might be a young blood, but my elders taught me right to stand up for what you believe in and fight the good fight. And I'm singing this song to get my word across. It's time to make exact decisions. It's time to be the boss. Cause Snoop Dogg said it first, you gotta pay the cost. But we already did that, we shouldn't be at a loss. So be proud of your culture and start standing as one. We'll come together in one city and throw a fist at the sun.
This is a message from a black man. Aboriginal for life, recognize I am. Divided we fall, together we stand. One people, one love, one land. This is a message from a black man. Aboriginal for life, recognize I am. Divided we fall, together we stand. One people, one love, one land.
It's a shame in this country you got people hating blacks. This one goes to all y'all, you can ask, I'm us. I know one day we'll stand up and continue to strive and give our ancestors, there's a reason they fought to survive. I love my peoples with a passion, we'll be the strongest race. I'm going back to the mist, that be my resting place. Let's start fighting over crumbs of land for a start. We acting like some little kids crying over a tarp. Look at these convicts selling our land, making a bank. We shall roll on parliament in a motherfucking tank. And politicians best open up their ears and stop to listen. All you snotty rich clans are gonna end up missing. I'm sick of holding this and I'm about to let the dog out. I'm going back to the street and I'm gonna start to shout. What do we want? Land rights. When do we want it now? What do we have? I'm calling, I'm gonna shout out loud.
This is a message from a black man. Aboriginal for life, recognize I am. Divided we fall, together we stand. One people, one love, one land. This is a message from a black man. Aboriginal for life, recognize I am. Divided we fall, together we stand. One people, one love.
one land.
I'm sick of seeing our people getting treated like ish. So you punks that are racist, just get back on the ship and take your ass somewhere else that you ain't never seen. As a matter of fact, it just go back to the queen. I hate to sound like a crook, but I'm just telling the truth. I put my heart behind these lyrics when I get in the booth. But let's get back on track, this song's about our people standing up. Let's make a change and help each other and stop giving up. Oh, cause we were born with a talent, just strive for the best. Let's start helping one another and get the fight and the rest. You see, we're blessed to be black and so fucking beautiful. But at the same time, we can help us break the rule. But let's just all stick together, stay black and be proud. Come on, peeps, you know the words, come on, shout out loud. What do we want? Land rights. When do we want it now? What do we have? Uncle, come on, shout out loud.
This is a message from a black man. Aboriginal for life, recognize I am. Divided we fall, together we stand. One people, one love, one land. This is a message from a black man. Aboriginal for life, recognize I am. Divided we fall, together we stand. One people, one love, one land.
Dobrodošli nazaj v južni hemisferi in današnji temi – avstralski azilni politiki. Vlada pod vodstvom Malcolma Turnbulla, predsednika liberalne stranke, se je za potezo določitve 4-mesečnega roka za azilno prijavo odločila v času naraščajoče nepriljubljenosti. Premije je potezi ubran med drugim izjavil, da avstralske radodarnosti in širokosrčnosti ne gre zlorabljati, ob tem, da njegovo vlado poleg izvajanja varčevalne politike bremeni še vrsta okoljevarstvenih in pravnih škandalov. Takšna stroga in odločna poteza, po mnenju Lucy Honan, cilja predvsem na pomiritev in strnitev vrst na desnem polu.
It's not logical, it's not necessary, but the way that Peter Dutton has couched it is a dog whistle to the right. It's a suggestion to people, a very strong suggestion that these, you know, that refugees and asylum seekers are loafing around. They don't have real claims to asylum, otherwise they would have put them in already. They are just soaking up public money, living on the government's purse, whilst not being genuine refugees. So in spinning it in that way, there is this sense that he's trying to evoke that, you know, that it's us and them, and asylum seekers can't be trusted, and more than can't be trusted, they should be blamed for any lowering standard of living that the rest of us are confronting with the politics of austerity. It fits very neatly within what we're seeing, not just in Australia, but all around the world. The rise of very right-wing conservative ideas that on the one hand are attacking public facilities, public services, and on the other hand justifying the attacks by scapegoating asylum seekers, refugees, migrants and so on. Malcolm Turnbull and the Liberal Party are falling in the polls. They're not doing very well at all. And in order to bolster, you know, what their position, in order to strengthen their vote, it's a very tried and true tactic of, you know, positioning themselves as the strong men holding out against the threatening asylum seeker or a refugee. And unfortunately, it plays out over and over again in Australian politics.
Navkljub povedanemu, Honan verjame, da so dosedanje poteze vlade v velikem delu javnosti vzbudile nasprotovanje, ki bo najverjetneje še naprej naraščalo.
Fortunately, though, there is such distrust of the Liberal Party, such suspicion about their motives, that even, you know, a couple of weeks ago we saw a similar attack, a more general attack on citizenship rights and 457 visa rights to permanent, you know, to general protections and social services in Australia. And it didn't help the Turnbull government in the way that they had hoped it would. Not to say that the insidious racism doesn't have an impact and doesn't have a poisonous effect on the working class in Australia, but I don't think that it's enough to save the Turnbull government because their attacks are so widely understood and felt in the working class.
Tudi reakcija civilne družbe, številnih prostovoljskih inicijativ in organizacij po njenem kaže na precej visoko raven zavesti o spornosti priseljevalne politike. Prav tako poudarja kritično vlogo prostovoljstva v sistemu, ki namerno postavlja ovire prosilcem.
All of the legal support services for refugees that are entirely separate from government funding, they do not have government funding, they have very long waiting lists, but they are redoubling their efforts to try and get assistance to the refugees, and there is certainly lots of donations coming into those organisations from people who want to see asylum seekers supported so that they can meet the deadline. But beyond that, there have been mobilisations already. We saw one in Canberra on the very day that Peter Dutton announced the new regulation, which, you know, are people in the refugee campaign who are opposing and saying that the regulation needs to be lifted, that the people need to be given legal support, and that the process needs to become fair and transparent and appealable, properly appealable. So those mobilisations I expect will continue. Organisations like the Refugee Action Collective, Doctors for Refugees, Teachers for Refugees, Get Up, the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, who have strong links with asylum seekers in the community, will be, you know, making the case and mobilising membership over the next little while to emphasise and to make the point clear to Peter Dutton and the Liberal Party that they will not get away with the scapegoating.
Konen ob tem izpostavi tudi vlogo avstralskih sindikatov v tem boju, ki so navkljub vse prisotnemu pritisku faktorja konkurenčnosti cenejše tuje delovne sile ostali politično načelni.
In a more general sense though, the resistance to racist politics and racist attacks on citizenship rights. I mean, I think the union movement in Australia has a strong position on refugees, and it's a very good position on refugee rights, a very good formal position on refugee rights. But I'm concerned about the position of the union movement in terms of more general migrants' rights. And there is a tradition in Australia of seeing migrant workers having interests that are opposed to Australian or Aussie workers, and this I think is a potentially very poisonous problem in the union movement, and we could see that develop further. Or on the flip side, we might see that, you know, there are enough strong union members with clear politics around this issue who are able to turn those discussions around in their union, so that there is a more united response to these kind of attacks.
Rintel ob tem dodaja.
There is very strong support for refugees in the union movement as a whole. Having said that, the government very clearly uses refugees as a way of scapegoating the problems that exist with the Australian economy. So they will essentially say that refugees, you know, take jobs, they take places in education, that they're taking the place of, you know, local Australians, or taking opportunities, that they're wasting, you know, Australian taxpayers' money. So there is a very big argument to be had. The unions in Australia, they're also the victim of very strong, you know, anti-union policies from the Australian government. There's a big fight with the construction unions over the right to strike and limitations of their ability to organise in the construction industry. There's been an attack on what's known in Australia as, you know, as penalty rates, you know, payment for overtime, payment for working unsocial hours on the, you know, on the weekends. So there's a very big fight of the union movement with the government. We think that those two things have to be tied together. The fight about union rights and the refugee rights need to be pulled together, and we work very hard, you know, to do that. At the moment, I don't think we could say that there is going to be an industrial response, a union response specifically to the attacks on refugees. But as I said, all the main unions in Australia have carried very pro-refugee policies, very supportive refugee policies, and have said very clearly that the union movement is against mandatory detention, they're against offshore processing, and therefore the full rights of refugees in Australia, including the, you know, the right to work.
Kaj pa politična levica, tako v parlamentu kot izven njega? Proti nasprotniku s strategijo, kakršne se poslužuje avstralska vlada, se je precej očitno treba povezati, kot se je to zgodilo ob konkretnem problemu 4-mesečnega prijavnega roka ali koordinacije dodatne humanitarne pomoči in dostopa do osnovnih storitev za vse, ki čakajo na postopke. Parlamentarna laboristična opozicija, tako kot marsikje drugje, trpi za posledicami lastnih kontradikcij.
Over the issue of refugees, I think the left is actually uniquely united about this issue. There aren't too many left-wing groups who are confused about the fact that we need a vigorous campaign to resettle refugees immediately, because the Australian government's policies are so draconian, it doesn't take a genius to work out that you need to oppose them. I guess the weekend that just passed, there was a nationwide meeting of different refugee advocacy and activist groups at that meeting, which was a good show of force, show of unity, and there were strong discussions there about, what do we say about the finer points like boat turnbacks, what do we say about regional resettlement and so on. And in terms of the left in general, I think the big challenge is the Labor Party. The Labor Party is, still, despite all its problems, the home of many people who see themselves as progressive working class types in Australia, and yet the Australian Labor Party is responsible for resetting up the camps, for reintroducing mandatory detention, for following, the most conservative positions. So the real task for the left at the moment is to break that support from the Labor Party, and that needs to be done from the bottom up. Most Labor Party members oppose their own party's platform on refugee issues. So we need to turn that into more intensive pressure on the Labor Party leadership to break those positions.
Organizacije kot so Teachers for Refugees, Get Up in Refugee Action Collective svoje kritike in boja proti avstralski azilni politiki ne razumejo kot boja ločenega od tistega proti vrčevanju, rezom v socialo in javne institucije. Z obrazložitvijo tega součinkovanja današnjo južno hemisfero zaključi Lucy Honan.
And that's the reason that Teachers for Refugees exists, actually, because in one sense, it's about teachers having students who are refugees and wanting to advocate on their behalf. But in another sense, there is an understanding amongst Teachers for Refugees and many, many teachers who can see that all the attacks on refugee rights, all the billions of dollars spent on demonising refugees and holding them in offshore detention centres are billions of dollars that are not spent in public education, in schools, on our wages and conditions, which are becoming worse and worse. And, we've seen the process as well very clearly in our own behalf, that when Teachers for Refugees tried to speak out, and say from our political perspective, from our position, this is what we think the policy should be, we were threatened, we were demonised, we were attacked in, right-wing newspapers. And so, not that we're experiencing anything like the kind of demonisation or marginalisation of refugees, but there is clearly a common struggle. Nothing would please teachers more than to see the end of a Liberal government that does nothing, that just, it teacher bashes, it plays down public education, it's not doing us any favours. We have a common struggle with asylum seekers and refugee rights, and it's our interest for Teachers for Refugees to join together those and form a stronger bond to resist the Turnbull government's attacks.
O lepotah ordo liberalizma je sanjal Vitežnik.